Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Dalet, Amud Beis, page 74, side B. Bar Amiroi, a Bar Amiroi, it's a person who knows how to swim in the rivers. La Atusia, in order to pull the box from the water. Verogash, and the fish feared. Uboi Lishimte La Atme, and he wanted to cut the thigh of this Bar Amiroi, of the one who was swimming in the river. So the Bar Amiroi threw on him a bucket of vinegar, and the fish ran away because of the smell. So the Bar Amiroi went in again to fetch the box. And then Nofak Baskolo, there was a voice that came out from the heavens. Omar Lon said to us, Ma islechu bahadei kartelisu. What do you have to take this box, the Dvisu de Rabbi Chanina ben Yosi, which is designated for the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa? The Asita de Shadiyat Chelte Bo Litzadiki Laom Dosa, that she is destined to put in this box the strings of Tcheles, of the special colored dyed tzitzis wool that she's going to make for the tzitzim of the tzadikim in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda Hindu Amishtoi, Rabbi Yehuda Hindu related. Zimna Choda Havi Azlinon Bisvinta. One time I was going in a boat, V'chazinon Ahu Evin Tova, and I saw in the water a precious stone, the Hava Hodir Lo Tanina, that a big fish was swimming around it. Nochis Bar Amaroi Latuse, so the Bar Amaroi went to take it out of the water. Osi Tanino, so the fish came, Kaboy Lemivla Lolisvinta, and wanted to swallow the boat that we were inside it. Osa Pishkanza, so the Pishkanza, this is the female of the raven, Poskil Resha, and cut off the head of the fish. And because there was so much blood of there, is Hapicho Mayav Havadomu, the color of the water turned and it became red. So then another fish, its friend, came. Shakle took this precious stone, Vitaliale, and hung it on the other fish, Vichoya. And the fish turned back into life. So the fish came back and wanted to swallow the boat that we were in it. Then a bird came back and cut off his head. And since we did not disturb, since we weren't disturbed by the fish, shakaluhu lahu evin tova. So we took out that precious stone from the water, shadyu lusvinta, and we placed it into the boat. Haba hanit supported malicha bahadon. So we had birds that were died, that we already salted them for eating. Isvina alayu, and we placed the stone upon them to test to see if they're going to live again. And that happened, that the birds became alive, and shakluhu uparchu lubado. So they took this stone and they flew away with it. Tana Rabbanan. We learned the Braisa, Maisa, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. There's a story with Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shoiboyim Besvina. They were going with the boat, Rabbi Lezer Yoshin, Rabbi Lezer was sleeping with Rabbi Yeshua Neir, and Rabbi Yeshua was up. Nis Dazer, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua became frightened. Venina Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer woke up. Vamar Loy, and he said to him, Mazi Yeshua, what is Yeshua? Mnemon is Dazato. Why did you all of a sudden get scared? What's happening? Amar Loi, Moir God Larisi Bayam. I saw a great light in the ocean, and I'm worried about it. Maybe a wave that is coming to sink the boat. Amar Loi said to him, Shema Eino Shel Leviosan Isa. Perhaps you saw the eyes of the Leviosan. Diksiv, because about the Leviosan, it's written in Iyev Memalev Pasik Yud Einov Ki Afape Shochar, that his eyes shine like the breaking of the morning dawn. And that's the light that you see, but there is really no danger there. Amar Rabashi says, Rabashi Amar Hunu Banosn, Hunu Banosn told me, Zimno Chada Haviko Azlinu Bamadbara. One time we were going in the desert, Vavoyi Atmo Di Visro Bahadon, and we had a piece of meat, a side of the animal piece of meat, Sachno Venakirno. So we opened up the side to remove the fats and the veins, the gidanoshes in it, vanachno isbe, and we placed the meat on the grass that were there, and we went to go look for wood to roast it. At the Maisinon Tzivut, by the time we brought the wood, cholam atmo, all the pieces of the thigh were connected again, and they became one as they were before we separated it, before the nikur, utvino, and we roasted the thigh to make it kosher for eating. Kadoron labosar treiser yarcheshata. When we came back to this place after 12 months, chazinuhu lahani gune davekomalachshu. So we see those coals that we roasted of them, the thigh, they were still whispering, meaning they're still going. Kasoy the kamad amemer, when I came before amemer, told him the story of Amar Li, he said to me, Hu izba samtere hava. That grass that you put the meat, it's a type of a poison, which name is samtere. And that, what it does, it puts pieces together, and hanu, and these coals that haven't yet been totally extinguished and they were still simmering after 12 months, gumre diris mahava, they were the coals of a tree which is called the reisim, whose heat is very, very strong and they don't go out quickly. And the Torah, in the Pasuk, it says about the third day in the creations, and Pasuk embraces all the Pasuk of Allah, it says, Vayivra Likim es Ataninim Hagadolim, he created the great Taninim, it's called Nefesh Chaya HaRemesis Asher Shortzu Amayim. The Pasuk continues, and all living things that swarmed, that the water has swarmed. So really, the taninim are included in kol nefesh chaya. They're all part of all living's chaya. So why did the Torah specifically mention them separately? So the Torah must mean for some great and particular creatures that are not like all other living things that are in the water. And that's why they were mentioned separately. And there, and later on, the Gemara brings down now a machlokes, what is these creatures? So he says, Hocha, over here in Bavel, Targimu, they translated that these are Arzila Diyama. They are the Re'emim, that are in the ocean, which are very large. And Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Yechonah says, Zelivyoson, this is the Leviyoson, this is a male, which is like a nochash, that is like a snake, which is bariach, which is and the yosun, and there is a female which is similar to nochash akalosin, to a snake that circles around the entire world. So because of their great length, the verse mentions them separately. And Rabbi Yochanan brings a proof, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yishayah Chavzayin Aleph, Vayemahu Yivkid Hashem Bechar Vayakosha Begaymer. So this is written on the Nevi'ah, and the Pasuk goes on, Alviyosun Nochash Bariach Valviyosun Nochash Akalosun Vahora Gazatanin Asher Bayom. Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Dalad Omud Beis, page 74, side B, the second part of side B. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav. And Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol Masha Bora Kodesh Baruch Hu Bo'ilami, everything that God created in his world, Zohar Nikeva Bra'am, he created them male and female. Va'af Leviyosan, Af Leviyosan, also the Leviyosan, Nochash Bariach, V'Leviyosan, Nochash Akalosan. The Leviyosan too, there was a Nochash Bariach, and also a Nochash Akalosan. As the Gemara said before, these are the two, the males and the females, Zohar Nikeva Bra'am. And they were born male and female. Vilmolin is cooking zelazeh. Had they been intimate one with another, and they would have multiplied, machrivim kol ha'ilam kulay, they would destroy the entire world because of the huge and many children that they would have. Ma'asar kodesh baruch hu. What did the Shem do? Seres es ha-zohar, he made the male shouldn't give ability to have any children. V'horagas ha-nikeva, and he killed the female umlochel ha-tzadikim lo'osid lovay, and he salted it for the tzadikim in the future. V'horag ha-nikeva umlochel ha-tzadikim lo'osid lovay, and he killed the female and he salted it for the tzadikim for the future. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, there the pasuk begins with Bayema hu yifkei Hashem b'charbei v'goymer and alivyosin nochash b'riach v'alivyosin nochash akalosin, and the pasuk says there v'horag es hatanin asher bayom, he will kill the tanim that is in the ocean. Now the pasuk changes the language. In the beginning it says yifkoid, which is for the future, that in that day yifkoid Hashem b'charbei, and afterwards it's written v'horag, that which has the on the appearance the connotation of the past that he killed. So we have to say that the intent of the verse is that Hashem will remember with his sword, or of course with his hard sword, that's the Leviosan, the male, in the future, like he did to the Nekeva, the female Leviosan that he created after creation, that he killed right shortly after creation. V'ab behemoth baharei olif, the pasuk says the behemoth baharei olif, this is the Shoyer Habor, the wild ox, that there isn't in the earth any bigger than it. And he eats every day feed of Harari Olaf, 1,000 mountains. Likewise, Zohar Nekeva Brom. They're also created in the male and female, but Vilmolin is Kokim Zelazah, they made it. And they would have had children, Machrivim Kol Eilam Kulay, they would destroy the entire world because of the large and many of their children. Ma'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Seiris HaZachar. He made the Zachar not to be able to have any children. V'tzinen HaNikeva. And he called the Nikeva she shouldn't desire a Zachar. A male. U'shamara LaTzadikim Lo'asid Lovi. And he kept it and guarded it for the Tzadikim for the future. Shenemar. Because it says in about that pasuk in Niyev Mem pasuk that Vav Tesaret Hazayin, the pasuk begins with Behemis Asher Asisi Imcha, the animals that I made with you. He says Hine No Choyche B'Mosnov Zohar, his power is in his Mosnov. This is a Zohar who Leizriya Meilam. This refers to the female that she never given birth. Both of them, their powers is still with them. And this is the evidence and the proof to the words of Rabbi Yehuda that these types of animals never multiplied in this world. So the Gemara asks, Hosam Nami, there too, with regards to the Leviosan, why did Hashem kill the Neviosim? The Sarsi La Zohar, but it's Anel in the Keva. So Hashem should have made the Zohar not to have any children, and Kulov the Nekeva. So why did the Eibishta have to kill it? Why did Hashem have to kill it? And the Gemara answers, Dogim, the fish, Pritzi, they are more Pritzim than the animals, and the cooling them off wouldn't help, that they shouldn't multiply. And therefore, he had to kill the female Leviosin. The other animals that are not so Pritzim, then they're sufficient by cooling them off. I call him Rav. The Gemara asks, in the words of Yehuda, "Le'abet ibcha." So why doesn't he do the other way around? They should have killed the male Leviosin and Bimisadis in the cave. The Gemara answers, "Iba yisema." If you want, I can tell you that is because the cave of Melicha Milin, that the meat of the Nekeva is better for the meal of the tzaddik for the future, when it stands salted for a long time, as opposed to the meat that comes, the fish meat that comes from the male. Another answer, because since it says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu plays with the Leviosan, the Ksiv, as it says in the Pasuk, in the Ilim Kavdala Pasuk Chavav, Leviosan ze yotzarto lesachik boy, they created him to play with it. So, therefore, he killed the Nekeva and left the Zohar leave because Ba'ad Nekeva lav oirach ara. With a female, it's not respectful to say so, to say the place with Nekeva. After the Gemara said that the meat of the Nekeva is better when it's salted and it stands for a long time. So the Gemara asks, Kochenami limucha Nekeva. So here too, with regards to the wild ox, so you should have killed the Nekeva of the Sheir Abor and should salt it for tzaddik for the future. So why did he not kill it but just cooled it off? The Gemara answers, Kavora Melicha Maila, that the fish that are in the ocean are better when they stay salted. But Bisra Melicha, but the animal of the meat of animals that is salted for a long time, Besorim Melicha Loi Maila, is not so good, and therefore Hashem let her live, and he just called her off. In the beginning, the world was full with water, and the entire earth was underneath, sunk inside the water. When God wanted to create the world and to reveal the dry land, he said to the demon of the water, "Psach picha, open your mouth, swallow all the waters that are in the world, and the dry land will be seen through this act." So the officer of the water said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Dai she'emet b'shali, it's sufficient that the hollow place that I do have for my water to hold them so they don't burst out from their limits, how am I able to hold and take in more water?" Miyad bo'at boy. So immediately bo'at, so to speak, kicked the officer of the yam, the officer of the water, varogay, and killed him, meaning took out the spirit of life. And so by taking out the spirit of his life, he narrowed the place that he took up, that it was sufficient in a small place to bring in all the waters. Shenemar, like it says in Iyuv, in Perek Chavev, Pasuk Yud Beis, with regards to the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Bekoicha roga hayom, uvisvunosei mochatz rohav," that with his power he quieted down and broke the waters of the ocean to the depth of the time, when with his wisdom, mochatz rohav, he kicked and he killed Rohav. Rohav is the officer of Inyam, the name of the officer of the Yam. Rabbi Yitzchok, says Rabbi Yitzchok, Shvamino, From this we can learn that Sarah Shal Yam Rahav Shmoy, that the officer of the Yam, his name is Rahav. And after he died, the Sarah Shal Yam, he would smell up the place. Had the water not covered him, and called Briya Yichol Lamed Bereches, so no creature can stand, withstand this bad smell. Shenemar Lo Yareyu V'Lo Yashchisu B'Chol Har Kochi B'Goymer Kamayim LaYom Achasim Al Tikre LaYom Achasim. Not, don't pronounce it that they don't read it as the cover to the ocean, because the yam itself is water. What does it mean that the water covers the yam? Elo, but the meaning is lisoro shel yam mechasim. They cover the sar, the officer of the yam mechasim, and therefore it doesn't bring the smell to the creations on the world. Ba'amar Rav Yehuda Marav, and Rav Yehuda said name of Rav. Yarden, Yosei, the river, the Yarden River, it flows from Mimoris Pamius, from the cave of Pamius. That's a city which is, it's a cave which is close to the city of Dan. Tanya Namehochi, we also learned so in Abraise, Yarden Yosei Mimoris, Yarden goes out from the cave of Pamius, and that circles from Mahalich, and it goes around Eretz Yisrael, Beyamo Shel Sivchi, Uveyamo Shel Tveria, Umizgalgil, Veyedil Yamagodl, and it goes into the river of Sivchi, in the water of the Tveria. It rolls around and it descends into the Yamagodl, Umizgalgil, Veyedil, Ad Shemagil, Lepiv Shel Uveyosin. It circles and it descends until it comes to the mouth of Levi Yosef Shinemar, as it says in the Pasuk Yiv Mem Pasuk Gimu, Yiftach Kiyoniach Kiyogiach Yardin Opio, that the Levi Yosef is secure with the water of the Yardin, that they will descend to his mouth to give him water to drink. Matkif Lo Rav Bar Ula, so Rav Bar Ula asked the question, Hi, this verse, Bibahemis Bahari Olaf Ksif, as written before, Bahari Olaf, so this pasuk of that the Yiftach Yogi Yadno Piu is really written not with regards to the Levi Yosef, but with regards to the Bahemis Bahari Olaf, because over there it says, Hine no Bahemis. And with regards to them, the pasuk says that they should rely and depend on the word of the Yardim and not on the Levi Yosef. Elam Rava, but Rava says Barula, the name son of Ula, that actually the intent of the pasuk is on these behemoths, but the meaning is a mosai behemoths baharel betuches. When could these animals that eat up the thousand mountains as before the Shoen Abor? When can they be secure they're not going to die? Bizman shemeigiach yard mefiv shel yosin. That there is, as long as the water of the Yarden are flowing into the mouth of the yosin, because as long as he is alive, they can be secure that also they are alive too. The siman now is Yamim Gavril Rov. Ki also Ravdimam Rabbi Yechonam, Ravdimam came, said Rabbi Yechonam, my diksiv, what is the meaning that is written with regards to Eretz Yisrael? In Tehillim Chavdal Pasuk Beis, Kihu Al Yamim Yisodav Anahoris Yichonineo. Elu Shiva Yamim Varbo Anahoris. These are the seven ocean and the four rivers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Miyased, founded close to Eretz Yisrael. Kihu Al Yamim Yisodav, founded Eretz Yisrael next to Yamim, seven Yamim. Val Nahoris, those are the four Nahoris Yichonineo, he placed Eretz Yisrael. Shemakifin is Eretz Yisrael. They surround Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elehen Shiva Yamim. There are the seven waters. Yama Shel Tveria, the water of Tveria. This is the Yam Kineres, the Kineres River. Ve'yama Shel Sidoim, Yama of Zdoim, the Yama Shel Chelos, the Yama Shel Cheloso, that's of Akur, the Yama Shel Sivchi, the Yom Aspamio, the Yama Godl, and the Yama Godl. Ve'elahin Arben Ores, and the following are the four rivers, Yardin, the Yarmuch, the Kiroimion, Ufigo. Also, Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Am Rav Yenison, the name of Rav Yenison, Osid Gavriel Lasis, that Gavriel is destined to make